Want to turn our attention, though, to a different story playing out here in the EV space. Of course, we've seen Tesla shares under pressure ever since CEO Elon Musk weighed in on Twitter about selling shares, leaving that question up to his Twitter followers in a Twitter poll, shedding about $5 billion now as you look at how much he's sold the stock. The stock's come back, though, since that's happened. That's all been playing out. Plus, we got Rivian to check in on after the biggest IPO that we've seen since 2014, as that electric truck maker made its debut yesterday, closing north of $100 a share. For more on all the auto action, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's auto expert, Praz Subramanian, joins us here. And Praz, I guess we can start with Elon Musk and Tesla, just because that's the big one a lot of our viewers watch. And the stock bouncing back, shrugging off, I guess, a well-choreographed, dare I say, move from Elon Musk.
Yeah, Zach, struggling off that move, popping a little bit today after, yes, a choreographed move. You know, Musk revealed that he sold around $5 billion worth of shares in a filing last night. Likely going to complete this 10% stock sale over the next few days. We'll see. He might have something like a $10 billion tax bill for these obligations that, you know, tax obligations for selling, for exercising some options that he got. Interesting that the sale was, quote, automatically affected back in mid-September, so a month or two before his well-publicized poll as to whether he should sell stock based on citing unrealized tax gains and tax avoidance, things like that. But, you know, don't cry too hard for Musk, right? You know, so he might have lost some money this way because of his personal fortune, kind of losing maybe $50 billion. But, you know, for the year, Tesla shares are his fortune is up 70% for this year alone, based on the Tesla stock performance this year, plus his stake in SpaceX.
Yeah, I'm not really crying over this one here, Praz, but there's a lot of people applauding what they saw out of Rivian yesterday. We talked so much about kind of that company and what it's been able to attract. As I said, closing above the $100 price level here in its debut after pricing shares at $78. So quite a pop there, and continuing to see some nice gains today, up almost 20%. What do you make of that in terms of, you know, we talked about a lot of the enthusiasm maybe potentially going too far for an early entrant like Rivian, but holding the gains so far today.
Yeah, Zach, shares on a tear today. No next day hangover. I'm looking at the chart right now, up 17% right now. You know, yesterday shares popped over 50% at one point, you know, an $86 billion valuation, higher than that right now. But, you know, you got to look at what's happening here, right? So it's investors kind of betting big, putting that money to work, chasing that EV wave, right? You know, I think there's two fundamental big things that investors are looking at, right? Number one, you know, Rivian talking about increasing production to about 1 million vehicles a year by 2030, opening, you know, several new plants, one possibly in the Fort Worth area, Zach. So that's good. But also sort of the two-pronged approach that RJ Scaringe, the CEO, has kind of put out a vision for, you know, with the commercial arm, with the last mile EV trucks, the electric trucks that he's going to sell to Amazon, for instance, and then plus also the consumer arm with the SUVs and the pickup trucks that people are so hot on. I know earlier today we talked about this. There's a lot of money, like hot money coming into this EV space, right? Look at some of the shares. Look at Lucid, right? Up a lot recently. Look at Fisker, up a lot recently. Look at Lordstown, earnings tonight, up a lot recently. And also GGPI, that's the Gores Guggenheim SPAC that Polestar, the Volvo spinoff, that EV spinoff is going to be merging soon. So a lot of money coming in here. They're riding that EV wave. And really this Rivian's IPO is like this new kind of like stock issue catalyst, the biggest one thus far that's really lifting this wave right now.
That's pretty wild to see on a day two where energy, a lot of the oil names, still some of the biggest gainers today, living in two separate worlds there. Two different stories to follow, but Praz Subramanian all over it for us today. Appreciate that.